This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
No, I don't believe in. But know that I've been grieving. Know that I've been holding out, hoping to receive him. I've been holding out for G, but he was nowhere to be seen when I was bleeding. Cousin with the choking and the wheezing. But still he dreaming, smoking potent in the evening. This is only for the heathens. Holding to the souls who need redeeming from the demons. Still ain't folding when it's freezing. There ain't no one to believe in. I'm on that man's side, damn right, doing it myself from a landslide. Stand by, didn't need no help from no damn guy. Man, bye, I've been making waves all my damn life. Plan might step to the letter and I stand by it. Try it, we ain't holding back if it backfires. Lax, not the ones who carry crack till they're back tired. Thought they make a meal till it transpired. I ain't like them damn liars. I'm saying it like, ain't like them damn liars. Told them I get like them damn liars. So keep your mouth closed shut, eyes wide open when that doubt rolls up. Cause if the drought shows nothing but the clowns, holds nothing but the sound, I'll be running till the ground open up. Cause the best don't change, clinging to that cold one. My mother said there's no love until you show some. So I showed love and got nothing, now there's no one. You wonder why I couldn't keep in tow, son. I wonder why my dad didn't want me, ex didn't need me. Half of them left and the rest finna breeze me. Gets blessed till I second guess, rest till it frees me. There's nothing to believe in, believe me. Bit of life after death. Scattered my ashes when it's my time to rest. With the lines I'm obsessed, rhymes I possess, can't deny. Seen the biggest guys cry to confess in a breath. Fresh death, pass in the chest, unimpressed with the cess left. Scars in the flesh, he's the best. Worst kept, sparring in jest, saying star never bar too far from the nest. So I never left and never thought about doing so. I took and fro from that prime time to a home. You see, I'm viewing those nights I should have known better. Like whatever, still my brother say I'm too involved. But who would know what the family first is? Till your dreams see three family hearses. Worst is, wouldn't mean to speak at the service. So I penned a couple bars, didn't need to rehearse this.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Muddy Confluence. I'm Matt Armitage, listening to Loyal Kana and his Isle of Arran from his new album, Yesterday's Gone. Today's show is going to take us through a raging torrent and a winding path of soul, rockabilly, power pop, folk, and a little bit of trip-hop. Loyal Kana's track takes a gorgeous 60s gospel-tinged sample from The Lord Will Make a Way by the SCI Youth Choir and sets it against a rap about masculinity and fatherhood. And we're going to stick with this laid-back vibe for our next track. We may have lost James Brown. We may have lost his mix of soul funk and social politics, but we still have Charles Bradley, the former Brown impersonator, who has taken up his mantle. Don't be confused by the Brown impersonator bit, though. He's definitely not a pastiche or a tribute act. This track comes from 2010, but it could have been recorded at any time in the last 50 years, and it sounds like a really heartfelt plea to the world we're living in 2017. This is The World Is Going Up in Flames by Charles Bradley.
Yeah. ready, I wanna be ready, I wanna be ready, Lord, but in my middle with my gun. I wanna be ready,
I wanna be ready,
I wanna be ready, Lord,
but in my middle with my gun. I wanna be ready, I wanna be ready, I wanna be ready, Lord, but in my middle with my gun.
Bring rest out there, listen to everybody say,
that's your brother, rest out there,
bring boys in blue, shot and do.
Like a brother,
Rasta,
they're gonna kill you, son.
That's your brother, Rasta.
And on the country, we're gonna shout and say,
that's your brother, Rasta.
That's your
brother, Rasta.
That's your
brother, Rasta.
I won't be ready.
I won't be ready.
I won't be ready, Lord.
I won't be ready.
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 For the city, but 3 days later, washed back by the tide, found his body on the river bank.
That was The Rebel Spell from Mano Negra, a deep cut from their 1989 release, Puto's Fever. Before he became a massive world music star, France's Manu Chao headed this outfit, Mano Negra. They were a mongrel mashup of The Clash, rockabilly, pop, and roots style. Definitely one of my all-time favourite bands and rated as one of the most incendiary live acts on the planet back in the late 1980s. Although I have to admit, I never got to see them at the time because I was still a little bit too young. But I did manage to catch Manu Chao in Australia 2 or 3 years ago. And I have to say, definitely worth waiting the 2 decades for. Still to come, we have British Sea Power, Kate Bush, Improbably Raving, and the simply incredible Laura Marling, BFM 89.9. That was Scattered Ashes by Minor Victories, an unlikely collaboration between members of Slowdive, Mogwai and Editors that apparently came together over email, because even musicians don't have to talk to each other these days. Now, supergroups do tend to get a bit of a bad reputation thanks to the likes of the Travelling Wilburys and anything that Dave Stewart has been in since the end of the Eurythmics. But we are seeing a lot more of these indie supergroups these days. Recently, we've had DARK, which features Dolores O'Riordan of the Cranberries and Andy Rourke, formerly of the Smiths. And of course, we have Last Shadow Puppets, which is about as big as it gets for indie supergroups. And of course, smaller projects like Beak by Portishead's Jeff Barrow. Now, that was a cut from Minor Victory's self-titled debut album, and it also drafts in vocals from another of my favourites, the somber folkies, the Twilight Sad. I hope you're enjoying the music. Let us know what you think by tweeting us at BFM Radio. Now, the best records are often the ones that land in your ears and make you smile. They're the ones that you never see coming. I've been a lot more aware of the career of the folk country star Matthew E. White over the last few years than Flo Morrissey, a 22-year-old relative newcomer to the UK folk scene. Now, apparently the pair formed a friendship after duetting at a show in London back in 2015, and the result of that is an unlikely soul-tinged album of covers on White's Soundbomb Records label. The most unlikely of all is this cover of Grease from the movie of the same name. If you close your eyes, it could be an outtake from Rumours era Fleetwood Mac, and it rocks very, very gently. This is Grease by Flo Morrissey and Matthew E. White.
We got to see it right.
That was Feel You by Julia Holter. There's nothing complicated about revisiting this track from the 2015 release, Have You In My Wilderness. I just thought it sounded absolutely fantastic, sandwiched between Greece and our next selection from Laura Marling. Marling, of course, is another artist better known for spectral somber folk, so this is quite a change of direction for her. And for some reason, the opening of the song really reminds me of Don't Give Up by Peter Gabriel and Kate Bush. As a result, I've had both songs buzzing in my head for weeks now. It has a very Portishead kind of vibe, a bit too lazy and slow for the dance floor, and it trails a new album, Semper Femina, set for release in March. This is Soothing, Laura Marling.
Is brooding.
This is BFM 89.9, and just as the name suggests, this was Something Good by Utah Saints. All that talk of Kate Bush and Laura Marling was really just an excuse to unearth this dance floor classic from 1992. Back in the summer of 92, there wasn't a Ford Escort across the UK that wasn't pumping out this tune with its windows down and its tyres squealing, and a crowd of dubious dudes in bucket hats crammed into the back seat. The criminally low-profile Utah Saints, just two albums in 20 years, took the vocal from Bush's Hounds of Love hit Cloud Busting and kind of force-welded a raspy turbo on it to create that track. Of course, it doesn't get much better than Kate Bush if you were looking for vocalists, but for a dream vocal partnership, you might eventually work your way through to Pharrell Williams and Cat Power. This unlikely pairing was put together by French house duo Cassius. I first heard their work, Philip Sadar and Boom Bass, from their early production on records for French hip-hop superstar MC Solar. And this is from the second half of 2016. The track Go Up takes Cassius back to the filter house sound of the late 90s, from where they first came to prominence, along the likes of Roger Sanchez, David Morales, and of course Daft Punk. This is Go Up by Cassius.
Everybody, 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 close your eyes, ascend and go up. Everybody, close your eyes, ascend and go up. Everybody,
go up.
I'm not afraid to
BFM 89.9, I'm Matt Armitage and you're listening to The Muddy Confluence. Now, I haven't got a clue what the next song is about. They're singing about death and decay, but where the bad bohemian part comes in, I'm not sure. Maybe they found out that their coffee wasn't fair trade. Who knows? It's hard to believe that these guys released their debut, The Decline of British Sea Power, back in 2003. They were always something of a marginal and arty project, so it's pretty incredible that they've survived so long. What most acts generally aren't doing 15-odd years into their career is releasing records as contemporary or relevant as this. This is Bad Bohemian by British Sea Power.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
That was Sweden's Josephine Orn and the Liberation with The State I'm In. As you heard, the band have widened their ambient shoegazy sound to create that relentless slice of pulsating motoric mania. There's actually surprisingly little information on the internet about the band, considering they've released two albums and four or five EPs in their career already. Honestly, I'm really not sure how Sweden manages to punch so far above its weight when it comes to top quality music. The country's responsible for acts like Wannadies, Radio Department, Dungen, The Cardigans, The Knife, ABBA, The Hives. Enough that we can even forgive them for Ace of Base. I hope you've enjoyed the show. We've got one track left to go. If you'd like to download the podcast, please head over to www.bfm.my/muddy. And of course, tweet us some of your favourite tracks at BFM Radio, and we'll see if we can include them in future shows. And of course, what better way to end today than to share a song that has been my record of the week for literally months now. I have to admit, I've deliberately avoided finding out too much about this band because perfect pop songs, they sometimes have an identity that's stronger than the band that makes them, and this is definitely one of those. Somehow this track manages to corral the menacing surf guitars of Dead Kennedys with lyrics that seem to be about a dread fear of chickens. Thank you for listening to The Muddy Confluence. I'm Matt Armitage, and I hope you've enjoyed the last hour. All that's left for me is to tell you to turn your radio way, way up as I leave you with Melbourne's Magic Bones and Danger I Am. This is BFM 89.9.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Whenever I was a child, I wonder what if my name had changed into something more productive like Roscoe. Been born in 1891, waiting with my aunt Roseline. Told we were due for a change or two around this place. When they get back, they're all mixed up with no one to stay with.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.